are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, and welcome back to Locked On Brewers, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, where we talk about your favorite teams every day. I am your host, Jake Mastriani. You can follow me on Twitter at shortstopball. Check out my bio there. You can see everywhere I'm covering the game of baseball. I cover the Brewers here for Locked On Brewers. I cover the Atlanta Braves for TomahawkTake.com. I write about college baseball. I cover minor league prospects at AA South. So I cover it all for Major League Baseball and other levels as well. So make sure that you follow me there at shortstopball. Also, make sure you follow the podcast on Twitter at Locked On Brewers and subscribe to the Locked On Brewers podcast wherever you get your podcast. Appreciate all the support there. We continue to be one of the best baseball podcasts on the network, as we have been all season long. So appreciate your support as we get geared up for the postseason. So make sure you do subscribe so that you get ready as we lead toward this postseason, which the Brewers are going to clinch the division eventually. I promise you it will happen, but it did not happen on Tuesday. And now it looks like it will be Thursday at the earliest before they clinch the division, which just happens to be the day that I predicted a while back that the Brewers would clinch. So it'd be pretty cool if that ends up happening. But we'll talk about Tuesday's tough 2-1 loss to the Cardinals. We'll talk about Brandon Woodruff's great outing, talk about the offense and what's going on there. We'll break all of that down on this episode of Locked On Brewers. Before we get into that, let me remind you this episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the Spotify Green Room app now and join me the next time I go live to get in on the action. You can follow me in the app at shortstopball. Actually did go live on Tuesday night to watch the last two innings of that Brewers-Cardinals game. Had some great conversations there with Hayden, Garrett, Matt, and some others who joined the Green Room as well. So appreciate that. Some really good stuff there. I know I haven't done it a lot lately, but we'll definitely try to, especially once we get into the postseason. But appreciate those who joined. Had some really good conversations watching the end of that game together. Getting into that game from Tuesday night, obviously the biggest star of the game for me was Brandon Woodruff. I talked about it on Tuesday's podcast. I really wanted to see him get back to form, have that dominant outing that we're used to seeing from Brandon Woodruff, and boy, did we get it. Six innings, two hits, one walk, one earned run, and 10 strikeouts. Just absolutely dominant. Gave up a run in the first inning because of a walk that got moved around. A little small ball action there from the Cardinals. Got an early run, and you know, honestly, I've talked about it a lot this year. That's when Woodruff is on, you got a chance to get to him in that first couple of innings, but once he gets it going, he's really tough, and he just seemed to really get stronger in this game. You could just see the mentality for him there. He was just in complete control. Again, the dominant Woodruff that I'd love to see, why he's one of my favorite pitchers in the game to watch when he is just shoving like he did on Tuesday. Got 17 swings and misses, not his highest total of the year, but still a very good amount of swings and misses. Had 5 on the fastball and 8 on the changeup. If you've heard me talk about Brandon Woodruff this year, and it's particularly in the last couple of months, when he's been good, it's really worked off of that changeup and getting that changeup set up. And when he does that, as he did on Tuesday, it makes his fastball look like it's 100 miles per hour up there. And that's what you could see in the Cardinals hitters on Tuesday. He was getting them flailing at that changeup and then able to blow them away with that fastball. And just a devastating two-pitch mix there. Throwing the sinker as well with really high velocity, keeping hitters off balance with a four-seam sinker and changeup, you know, using those three pitches primarily. Also had the curveball in there, but it's that four-seamer and that changeup. When those two are in sync and he's locating them well, he is really, really hard to hit. So good stuff there from Brandon Woodruff. Again, when you see that changeup get going, it really makes his fastball that much more effective. And that's what we saw on Tuesday night. Cardinals hitters really didn't have much of a chance up there at all. He gave up 3 hard-hit balls in this game. the two balls that he hit in play had a higher exit velocity than all but one of the balls put in play against him. Tyler O'Neill hit a ball 108.7 miles per hour, which ended up being a force out. Every other ball in play against Woodruff was 97 miles per hour or lower on the exit velocity. The two balls that Woodruff put in play were hit at 100.6 miles per hour. One went for a hit. The other one went right at the center fielder. Would have been a big hit. Would have scored a run there. It was a huge moment in the game. The crowd went wild as soon as Woodruff made contact because it was just a solid line drive, but unfortunately went right to the center fielder. But something we have to bring up, and we talked about it on the Spotify Green Room conversation that we had, is that Woodruff just continues to not get any run support. It's been that way all year. It's like that Jacob DeGrom effect. When you know your ace is on the mound, you know he's not going to give up a ton of runs. The offense just can't seem to get it going, and Woodruff has gotten that this season. The Brewers are averaging 3.86 runs per game when Woodruff starts. But if you take out one of his starts where the Brewers scored 17 runs against the Cubs, they've averaged just 3.39 runs per game in those other 28 starts of his. 14 times this year, the Brewers have scored 3 runs or less when he starts. That's nearly half of his outings this year. The Brewers are scoring 3 runs or less, and they're 4-10 in those outings, including they've lost the last 7 times that he's pitched and they've scored 3 runs or less. So not getting a lot of run support, don't really know, you know, nobody ever really understands why that happens to certain pitchers, but unfortunately it's happening to Woodruff this year. I will say a lot of times it seems like he's going up against the ace for the other team. That was not the case on Tuesday at all, as the Cardinals had Jake Woodruff on the mound, who pitched a good game, but it certainly wouldn't call him the ace of that staff. But a lot of times this year, it does seem like Woodruff is going up against the other team's ace, which makes sense. He's been the Brewers' number one starter for the season, for a lot of the season, so that kind of makes sense that he'd be pairing up with the other team's best starter. So I think that has a little bit to do with it, but hopefully that's not a trend that continues into the postseason, and the postseason runs are going to be hard to come by anyway, but hopefully Woodruff starts to get a little bit more run support moving forward and in the years to come. Hopefully that doesn't become a thing like it is now with DeGrom. But overall, again, a great start from Woodruff. Exactly what I wanted to see from him, a dominant outing. Probably has 2 starts left. Now all I really want to see from him the rest of the way is just to be healthy, to get through his outings, you know, get his work in and get ready for the postseason. This was all I needed to see for Woodruff to make sure that he's locked and loaded and ready to go once the postseason begins. We'll take a break here and then we'll come back and talk about everything else from Tuesday's game. This episode is brought to you by Green Room. Green Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. Green Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations about the Milwaukee Brewers or whatever your favorite team is. You'll find fans just like you on Green Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news or rumors. You'll have a chance to chat with me and might even have a chance to be featured on the Locked On Brewers podcast through our Green Room conversations. Go download the free Spotify Green Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the group of your choice for the latest league updates. And follow me at ShortstopBall in the app to be notified when my room goes live. BetOnline is back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back to start another football season, although we are certainly locked in on the baseball season here. But as always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use promo code NFL100 From football, baseball, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Again, no offense in this game for the Brewers. It's been a struggle offensively for a little while now, and it is concerning when you look at, you know, the way the season has kind of gone for this Brewers offense. Really struggled early, got going once Adames was acquired, and really has been great ever since then. You know, obviously tailed off a little bit when Adames left the lineup. He's been back, and obviously, you know, a little rusty coming back. I'm certainly not blaming him for the offensive struggles here lately. But it has been, you know, pretty bad outside of a couple games in Cleveland, and had some good games over the weekend against the Cubs bullpen where they put up some runs. But against starters in particular, the offense has been really bad lately. I was listening on the radio on Tuesday's game, and they did not have a runner in scoring position in this series against the Cardinals until the eighth inning on Tuesday night. That's really crazy to believe. Yeah, they scored two runs on Monday's game, but both of those were solo home runs. So for, you know, till the eighth inning on Tuesday, the Brewers didn't even have a runner in scoring position. That is just absolutely wild to think about, especially when they were going up against Lester and Jake Woodford. That's certainly concerning. I'll give you the one kind of excuse, the only excuse I can really think of right now, is that you have players in and out of the lineup. You have players who are banged up. You know, Adames coming off the IL. Lorenzo Cain's banged up. Avisel Garcia coming off the IL, although he had the home run Monday night and had a big hit to try to start a rally in the ninth on Tuesday. But, you know, players, you know, in and out of lineup, shuffled in different spots in the lineup. And a lot of these guys are really just trying to get their work in, get healthy, get ready for the postseason. So that's the only excuse I'll make for them right now. I'm not going to say I'm worried about this offense. You know, it's hard to keep that level of focus, that level of energy up when you know the inevitable is going to come and you're going to clinch this division at some point. But you do hope in the next, you know, week and a half here, hopefully the lineup kind of settles down and you get the same guys in there for a little bit, and hopefully they'll get something going. But it has been hard to watch the past week or so, again, especially early in games against starters, just not able to get much going. So you hate to see that. Definitely hard watch right now, but I'm not worried about it at all. This lineup, we've said for a while now, has a lot of depth in it when at full capacity, as they pretty much are right now, except for Rowdy Tellez. So I think the offense will certainly be fine in the postseason. I just would like to see more out of them, you know, at least in a little stretch these next couple of weeks, just to get some good feelings going, really, just some good vibes going, heading into the postseason. I think they'll do that. I think they'll certainly have the opportunity to do that. Also, it was just a little bit of bad luck on Tuesday. They had seven of the top nine hardest hit balls in the game on Tuesday and got three hits out of those. Yelich's lineout in the eighth was the hardest hit ball of the night by the Brewers, coming off the bat at 106.2 miles per hour with an expected batting average of 720. So that was certainly unfortunate. Pena just got under a couple of balls. The one in the ninth I thought he got, but just got under it. Narvaez had a lineout in the fifth as well that came off the bat at 97.5 miles per hour. So also just running into, you know, a little bad luck, but not able to get on base, you know, not working a ton of walks either. You know, just one walk on Monday night, and I believe they just had, they had five walks on Tuesday night. So, but were able to get on base in Tuesday's game, just not able to bring them in. 0-for-3 with runners in scoring position, eight runners left on base. So certainly had more chances on Tuesday. So hopefully signs of breaking out here a little bit are coming. But again, not worried about the offense. It has been tough to watch the past week or so, again, especially against starters, but nothing that I'm going to be too concerned about yet getting ready for the postseason. And I thought, you know, speaking of being a little unlucky and just missing some balls, I thought Colton Wong had tied it up in the eighth inning. I think he did as well. You could kind of see him motion to the umpire or say to the umpire that he thought he had it. That ball almost got out of here, would have tied up the game. That was so close there. Getting to the ninth inning, talked about Avisel led off the inning with that single, punched the ball to right, really good hit there. Kane grounded into the force out, and then was later moved over to third. That ball that Pena hit to center field there, moved over to third. And then they walk Christian Yelich to get to Pablo Reyes, which was the right move for sure by the Cardinals. I just really wish Yelich would have had the opportunity to swing the bat there. Really needed that. Really needed that opportunity there to get a big hit for his team, get some good vibes going. But, the right call for the Cardinals, especially the Brewers bench, had been emptied at that point. They had already used Kane, Yelich, Pena, Vogelbach, and JBJ off the bench. So Pablo Reyes was the last one available there. You can question those decisions by counsel as to why, he had used so much of the bench early in the game. I think he knows the offense is struggling, was trying to pick some spots to get them going there. Unfortunately, wasn't able to, and it ended up costing him in the ninth inning when he had already used up all of those guys. It would have been great to have Vogelbach come off the bench or, have somebody else other than poor Pablo Reyes, who just didn't have a great at bat there to end the game. I just wish Yelich would have got the chance to swing the bat there. Really could have been a big moment for him to get going, have some good vibes. But was not to be. And then the last thing I wanted to mention right now is just the tack on runs being allowed by the bullpen. They allowed two on Monday and another big tack on run Tuesday that really was the difference in the game. Even going back to Sunday, the bullpen allowed five runs and on Saturday allowed a run. So that's four straight games now with the bullpen allowing at least one run. I mean, that might be pretty typical for a lot of bullpens out there, but we've been so blessed right now with this Brewers bullpen that seems, I didn't look it up, but that may be the longest streak this year that the bullpen has gone, allowing runs. So that's got me a little concerned. I mean, none of it's been the top guys in the bullpen except for Boxberger, so I'm not too worried about that. But still, I mean, Cousins giving up one, Strickland giving up one, Suter giving up runs. Those are guys, while they may not be, in your top guys there, those are still guys been getting the job done most of the season. And those add-on runs that they've been allowing late in games have really come back to hurt the Brewers, missing opportunities to come back and win these ball games. So hopefully you see that tightened up here going forward. Again, getting ready for the postseason. Take another break and we'll come back and preview Wednesday's game, give some news updates as well. The show is also brought to you by our friends at Built Bar. If you're looking for a fantastic tasting protein bar, then look no further. Built Bar has a ton of flavors and a wide variety of flavors at that. It's not just your regular run-of-the-mill flavors. They have coconut, cookies and cream, almond toffee, mint, dark chocolate raspberry. Just a ton of really interesting, really cool flavors you don't normally get in protein bars. Something that's going to give you a very unique taste, something that tastes good. They're not hard as a rock like a lot of the other protein bars out there. Has a soft middle, so it's very easy to chew, easy to get down. They're very good, they're very tasty, they're great for you as well. Most of them only have about 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. So whether you like to take them before a workout, after a workout, as a meal replacement in the morning, or whether they're just a snack for you like they are for me, you can eat them anytime. They're packed with protein. There aren't a lot of carbs involved, as I said. I can't see enough how good they are, especially for a protein bar. They just sent me a free pack of the chocolate chip cookie dough chunk bars, which are really great. My wife has pretty much eaten all of those up already. So go to BuiltBar.com today. Try a bunch of different flavors. Figure out which ones are your favorites. Go to BuiltBar.com. Use our promo code LOCKEDON15 for 15% off your next order. Go to BuiltBar.com today. Use the promo code LOCKEDON15. Does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows, you're watching your sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at directtv.com. That's directtv.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. So a couple of news items from Tuesday. Brett Anderson coming off the IL to start on Wednesday. Tyrone Taylor activated, as you saw, was in the lineup on Tuesday. Miguel Sanchez was optioned down as a result. Magic number for the Brewers remains at 3 games. Getting stuck on this number right now. Hopefully that will change on Wednesday. And in Wednesday, you will have Miles Michaelis going up against Brett Anderson. As I mentioned, you know, I really thought the Brewers were favored in these first two games with Peralta and Woodruff on the bump. These last two games, you could say the Cardinals have the advantage with Michaelis and Wainwright going. Wainwright especially has been one of their better pitchers all year. Michaelis hasn't been as great, but we're going up against Anderson, who again is coming off the IL, so could be a tough game for the Brewers, but hopefully that means the exact opposite, which is what has happened in the series so far, and maybe the Brewers offense will get going, put up a bunch of runs, and we don't have to worry about the pitching side of things for once. That will do it for this episode of Locked On Brewers. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Locked On Brewers. Follow me at Shortstop Ball. Also, make sure that you rate, review, and subscribe to the Locked On Brewers podcast wherever you get your podcast. And we'll talk to you next time.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.